From KRCB Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. California budget negotiations continue at the state capitol ahead of Friday's legislative deadline. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, Democratic lawmakers are preparing their own spending plan in case they can't come to an agreement with Governor Jerry Brown.
A newly unveiled proposal from the Assembly Budget Committee rejects Brown's cuts to welfare, child care, in-home care, and college financial aid. To offset those cuts, it reduces the governor's proposed billion-dollar reserve by about 40%. And cobbles together some other savings. Meanwhile, Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg says legislative Democrats want to reach a deal with the governor, but they're prepared to go their own way if necessary. Then, unprompted, he brought up Brown's line item veto power.
The governor has a blue pencil here. Governor has constitutional, and I'm not encouraging to use it. No, I'm not, but I think it's an important fact.
Whether there's a deal or not, both chambers are expected to hold their budget debate and votes on Friday. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Highway Patrol officers are expected to be furloughed for the first time in state history starting in July. Union negotiators have worked out a deal with Governor Jerry Brown's administration that calls for 8 furlough hours a month. Carrie Lane is with the California Association of Highway Patrolmen. She helped to negotiate the agreement and says CHP officers are aware of the state's budget problems.
By and large, they do understand that this is very significant, that it's, you know, happened multiple years in a row, and that really it was time for they and us as their representatives to step forward to help with that.
Lane says the furloughs would not affect public safety. The CHP declined to comment on that before the agreement is ratified. Union members should begin voting on the deal this week.